Phil Hendry.
And welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show. And when I say welcome back, I mean that literally, guys, because here at the Phil Hendry El Pacifico Communications Center and Digital Satellite Uplink, your mama.
Yeah.
That's what we're calling it now. Anyway, here from our El Pacifico studios, we just say welcome back. It may be 12 hours or 24 hours since we've been on the air with you. We say welcome back because we are here humping it. And I got to tell you, anybody listening to me, please forgive me. Those of you who have looked forward to our podcasts, our free Phil Hendry podcast, yes, they're going to continue. Yes, we are going to be, we're going to pack a bunch on to the feed, to the RSS feed this weekend. I am going to Washington, D.C. on Saturday morning to visit a friend of mine who has had, is going to have some, pretty significant surgery. I will be sending you all little gifts, Betsy Ross doll. I'm just kidding. I don't.
No, I'm going to do that.
I was going to say, is that, are you being serious or are you joking?
Of course I'm joking.
Because I think that would be a very lovely idea if you could send to, if there was some way you could send to every single person who listens to your program a gift.
Well, I found out about something. I found out from some guy. Well, I don't want to give it away, you know.
Oh, you don't want to give it away, and so you wind up not saying anything, and then you lose a good opportunity.
Yeah, you ought to say it.
Well, look, I will say this. You know, we're very, very excited around here because there's a very, very high probability now that we are going to begin to add a live performance feature to the Phil Hendry Show experience, what have you. You know. Now, to that end, Margaret, and by the way, Margaret Bray with us, Bud Dickman, Bud.
Hey.
And Robert, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
How is your aunt?
Yeah, she's doing good.
Good, good, because the last time we talked to her, she was upset, you know.
Well, you had called her up.
I know. She was watching TV?
Yeah, well, she was watching a couple shows, and we messed her up because she don't know how to use a DVR.
Why don't you use that for her? Why don't you set that for her?
I don't know how to do it.
Well, you want to learn it, man. There's no excuse, man. There's no excuse. You got to learn how to do that, you know.
Well, a lot of old people don't know.
Now, that is true, Phil. There's an awful lot of our elderly that can't do that.
Our elderly, yeah. But I'm talking to Robert here. He's a strapping young man in his 20s. Go out, set up the thing for her, you know. I mean, or find somebody in your family. What about your cousin?
My cousin's dumber than me.
You're not dumb, man. Don't, you know, you guys, this is like my mother.
Oh, here we go. You're going to tell us about your mother now. Phil, can we just, would you continue with a thought, please? Because this is something that you do on a regular basis. You know, you don't.
Would you allow me to just do what I want to do here for a second?
Yes, but you don't continue with the same thought.
I'm going to continue with the thought that I'm continuing with. My mother.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Margaret, don't start pissing me off this early, okay?
I'm not pissing you off, but you were talking about a live performance.
Yeah, we don't know about that.
All right, fine. God.
Is that so much to get angry about?
No, it's not. I just, you know, I like to free flow it here, you know. I want to go with the flow.
Yeah, I thought that was a good idea.
Well, you want to go with the flow.
I do. I just kind of want to go with the thoughts.
Yeah, man. Just go, yeah, man. Just get down to it, man.
Yeah, man. Okay, man, go ahead. Well, go ahead.
All right, I will conclude the thought about the, boy, I'll tell you what, you know, I found myself turning my ring around on my finger.
And what does that mean?
I think you know.
Yeah, you gotta turn your ring around your finger, why?
I think you know.
That's so you won't do so much damage when you throw the punch.
That is absolutely a terrorist threat. That is like a terrorist threat.
No, it's not. I didn't do it. I just, when you guys were butting in, I remembered last night when I started to lose my mind and I started to turn my ring around on my finger, as one might do when you wanted to throw a punch. Of course,
Yeah, that's real good, Mr. Ingram. There's young people who will listen.
That's exactly my point, bud. You have young listeners as well, Phil, and they just heard you say, turn your ring around on your finger so you don't damage it before you throw a punch. That is absolute hooliganism at its very finest. And I say that sarcastically.
She made a good point, Phil.
Don't give me the look, Phil. That is hooliganism at its finest. Hooliganism at its very tip top, at its, what is the French?
Yeah, it's like, it's...
Hold on, bud. Hooliganism at its piece de resistance, you know?
Margaret, be quiet.
All right.
So, in any event, the live performance thing has built into it a product that will be, you know, everybody will have access to it, and it will be something that interfaces what we do here on the air and the live performance. I'm not going to say any more about it.
No, I understand.
Well, great, you understand something.
Well, don't be sarcastic, Mr. Hendrick.
No, that's what he does, bud. He's... Go ahead, be sarcastic.
Well, no, I'm not being sarcastic. You actually understand something. I made myself clear. Oh, great day in the morning.
Are you having fun?
Great day in the morning. Robert, she understood me.
Way to go, Mr. Hendrick. You finally said something and made yourself clear.
That's right. That's right. Me, Phil Hendry, just a swinging baboon from a tree to your Helen of Troy, and
that is so. You know, you're not very attractive when you are sarcastic.
Oh well, excuse me, I didn't mean to be sarcastic. I was just exultating. Isn't that a word? Or wait, what's the French? Exultating? Or
you know what? I'm going. I've got to change a tampon.
Yeah, there she goes. She has to change a tampon. Everyone.
Why don't you have a little class?
Well, I'm sorry, Margaret. I thought that's what you said. You needed to change a tampon.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Oh, well, I thought you wanted everyone to know about that.
I was telling you. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I was telling you.
Oh, you're whispering. Oh, you're whispering. You don't want me to say anything. I see. Margaret, I won't say that you're changing a tampon.
You know something, Mr. Hendry? I'm going to say this to you.
Yes, yes, Margaret. Anything.
I hope
that I go to hell, that I burn in hell, that I roast in hell, that I use back entrance only to hell, that I take the shuttle to hell, that I take the fast train to hell, that I take the freeway to hell, that I fly to hell, that I swim to hell. I know. How about if I ice skate to hell?
Drop dead.
Oh, drop dead. That's a new one. Drop dead. Well, you know, I got to drop it. Margaret.
Go straight to the devil.
Oh, just go straight to the devil. It used to be I had to take a car or a shuttle or a plane or a van.
You really pissed her off. Isn't that right?
Oh, I'm so sorry, bud, that I pissed off your girlfriend.
My girlfriend? Ha 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 ha. That's a laugh. I'm just saying you should be more respectful.
Well, man, why don't you quit sucking up?
I ain't sucking up. You're sucking up.
No, I'm not. I'm sitting here just listening to all this stupid stuff.
No, bud, really, seriously. I didn't mean to make your girlfriend mad.
Stop my girlfriend.
15 minutes into the show, and I got to deal with this. God. So in any event, what I was saying was the following. When we perform live, we will have a little something for you. Woo! There. Now, there, that was just getting out.
What is that about?
It was just some little bit of insanity that I wanted to get out. You feeling better?
I've never felt better in my life.
Really? You walked out of here.
Yes, because I had to take aspirin.
Oh, yeah, right, I know.
Phil, if you don't stop this, I am going to take a swing at you, and you know I mean it, and I won't turn my ring around. And take a look at this. What is that?
That's a big diamond.
Oh, yes, it is. How many carats do you think this is?
I already know, because you've already told me. You've told everybody on Earth. It's 4 carats.
No, I have not told everyone on Earth. You are a real sarcastic swine. You know that?
A swine? A pig? Okay, so it's a 4-carat diamond.
Right. And when I shoot a jab that lands somewhere in the vicinity of your eye, the diamond itself will cut right into the eyeball.
You got a violent streak to you, lady. You know.
Oh, lady, is it?
Yeah, it's lady. And if you want to start talking that way, what am I supposed to do? Stand here and take that shot? Let you blind me in one eye?
Are you saying you'd swing back?
I'd have to.
You did hit a lady. You're not supposed to hit a lady.
Yeah, but if you're going to put a shot.
I just want to be clear. If I threw a right jab using this ring turned outward, the 4-carat ring.
Yes, and it hits me in the eye?
Yes.
And blinds me? Yes, I'd swing back.
you'd swing back and you'd hit a woman. You are all the animal that I always hoped you weren't, but secretly suspected that you were. You are not even a man. You would strike a woman.
No, wait. I want to just be clear here, okay? We have to take a break.
Well, of course you have to take a break. You're going to make your point. You're going to make your little point. You're going to be right, and then you'll go to your break. How do you like my sarcasm?
Margaret, I want to be clear. A woman can slug a man to the point where she blinds him in one eye, and the man can't do anything.
No, he cannot, because he would not be a man.
Okay. I just...
And don't try to get out of this by saying, oh, okay. Well, gee, what a weird thing to say. I'm just going to let that sit there, and the audience will be on my side, because the audience agrees with me. I know they do. I'm Margaret Gray.
All right, we'll be right back. Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. That's not really a talk show topic, it's a very interesting point of view. We'll be right back. We have other news to discuss, and we will be sure we will discuss it. The Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
The world famous Phil Henry Show. Here every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. It's nice to be with you, Margaret Gray and Robert Leonard.
Yeah, man, you don't know my name?
He forgot your name.
No, he didn't.
No, I didn't, Robert. I'm just.
Well, what is your problem?
No problem. I don't know whether I ought to be announcing you guys every break.
Margaret, I think you ought to.
No, I don't think I ought to.
Why not? Because, you know, Phil, as a contributor on your program, I would have hoped that there'd be, I'm not looking for you to put my name in a marquee.
You're new, and so, yes, I want to mention you, and that's kind of where I said I should mention Margaret, Bud, and Robert. Let's just defer that discussion, please, because I have on the phone right now, I've got Jeff Dowder on the line, and Jeff has been out and about in... Pasadena today. Jeff, you are a part-time professor of mechanical physics, I know, at Caltech. So where is your Apple store over there in Pasadena? Is where?
Well, the Apple store that most of us are, go to, and either we go to get, something serviced or go over and look and see where the new products are, is in the Pasadena Mall. It's on Colorado Boulevard, and it's right near the City Hall. And that's pretty much the area that I go to. That's my go-to place for Apple, at the Apple store there. And also, it's pretty much a good go-to place for electronics. They've got a couple good electronics stores in there. They did have a Sharper Image, but Sharper Image went belly up. I don't know if you heard about it. And it's probably a good reason they did, because Sharper Image was not, they were just not getting it done,
Why did Sharper Image, I don't know, is Sharper Image out of business?
Yeah, I think, that they are.
Well, Margaret, you're shaking your head.
No, I don't think Sharper Image is completely out of business. I know that they have drawn back,
Well, are you saying that they don't have the same, like they cut down on a number of stores?
That is my understanding. Now, I don't know where in what areas they still operate. And I don't know what their game plan is. I don't know what their business plan is. I don't know if they have any money, and I don't know if any of the stores they still own are open. I don't know if there's any product in those stores, and I am not clear as to whether or not the name on the store is even Sharper Image.
So why do you think they're still operating?
Because that is the news that I'm getting through the grapevine. Why?
So you think that... That's news to the grapevine. I don't understand it.
Well, she's saying it. Well, are you saying they're still open?
I said Sharper Image is still operating.
Yeah, well, how'd they be operating if they're not open?
Yeah, that's primarily the question we're asking here,
Yeah, if they're not... In other words, are you saying that there is a corporate entity called Sharper Image?
I don't know. What I'm saying is this, Phil.
See, it seems to me there has to be something.
What I'm saying is this. Sharper Image has not closed. They've drawn back. Drawn back. All right?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean, Ms. Gray, about how they're not... You know, I know you mean about how they don't have as many stores.
Exactly. They don't have as many stores, but they are still operating. They do have, I believe, the same store hours, but they're not right now opening their doors to people.
Yeah, but they are open.
If you'd please listen to what I'm saying, Phil, this is half the fight, you know.
But Margaret, what you're telling us is they're still operating, but they're not open. They don't have as many stores. They don't even have the sign out front that says Sharper Image. What we're trying to find out, okay, are they still, operating?
Phil, are you listening to me? First of all, you're getting red in the face. You're starting to get really excited.
Phil, calm down. Your health.
Wait a second with this health thing, man. We went through that last night. All I'm asking is... All right, I'm sorry. I'll calm down, okay? All I'm asking is...
I think I know where Mr. Henry's going, where he's going to. I think I know where he's coming to.
Are you trying to say you know where he's coming from?
Yeah, I know where he's coming... Well, I know where he's coming from, but I'm trying to say... I'm trying to get the words out that I'm trying to say.
You're trying to say that you know where he's coming from!
I know where he's coming from.
Then you say that.
Okay, yeah, I know where he's coming from, and...
Where is he coming from? Where is he coming? What is he trying to say?
I'm sitting here.
I'm sorry?
I'm sitting right here. You can ask me.
I'm talking to Mr. I'm sorry, young... Is it Deuter?
It's Jeff Doubter.
Doubter.
It's Jeff Doubter. And Mr. Henry is saying this. He's saying, is it... Am I able to go?
Well, I don't know. Are you?
Well, yeah. What do you mean, are I?
I didn't say are I. Phil, don't say anything, please. I'm talking.
I know it, but you're really getting sidetracked here.
I'm talking. I didn't say are I. I said am I.
Am you what?
You're the one that's saying this.
No, all right. I'm saying Mr. Henry's point of view is, if Sharper Image is still around, then it stands to reason that they would be able to let you in to a place that they have where you could go in there and see what they got. You know?
There was a scene in the movie Clockers where... The young man comes to a store, and I believe another young man comes out of the store, and he says, "Can I help you, brother?" Because these are two young black men.
Uh-huh.
And the other one says, "Yes, I'd like to buy something." And he says, "Well, what is it that you'd like to buy?" And he says, "I want to buy what you got." Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you see, there's no specificity there, Phil. And because of that...
Come on for a minute here and let's start talking English, for God's sake. What do you mean specificity? All I asked, all anybody asked, is Sharper Image still around? Do they exist as a store? You have essentially said, no, they do not.
I never said any such thing. I said the opposite.
Said the opposite?
She said the opposite, but
And by the way, who is she? Are you talking about me?
Yes, I am.
Could you say Margaret?
I'm sorry, Ms. Gray. That's why I'm going to say that, too.
Margaret, I don't have time for these niceties. I'm trying to get to the point. The point here is that you're saying two opposite things. You're saying, on the one hand, Sharper Image is around. They've drawn back their number of stores, but they are still operating. In another statement, you're saying that Sharper Image doesn't have the sign on the front of the store that says Sharper Image. They've got no product in the store that says anything about Sharper Image. They don't let anybody in the store. The stores have been locked up. There's no store hours. But, yeah, they're still in business.
Is that what you're hearing, sir?
Yeah, that's pretty much, yeah, that's what I was...
Well, that is not what I'm saying, and I would say this about that. I think what you did there is you obfuscated what I was saying. But I will tell you, I'll try to rephrase it. Are we going to a commercial?
Yeah, we are going to a commercial, Margaret, but we don't need to talk about that, because I want to talk to him about... Apple.
No, but I'm going to try and rephrase it.
Yeah, let her try and rephrase it, at least.
Well, do rephrase to what?
I want to rephrase what I said so that I can be clearer.
Yeah, but I mean, you're basically saying that the store, not Apple, but Sharper Image, not open.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying they are open. They're doing a very robust business. But you're right. They're not letting one in the door.
Are they doing a catalog business?
A cantaloupe business? I'm sorry.
Catalog. Are they doing a catalog business?
No, they are not.
I don't know. All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Jeff Dowder with us talking about Apple iPhone 5.
Yeah, if I ever get to do it, but right now...
We're going into a break.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Phil Hendry.
Why do you always want to make me look like what the part that goes into the back?
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I'm worried about spending all that money. Welcome back to world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number, 877-876-7445. We're online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And before we get further along, I should tell you that with a Backstage Pass membership to philhendryshow.com, you have access to the largest file of media, digital, electronic, broadcast, however you want to refer to it, download media, anywhere in the world for a single radio show. So you take anybody's radio show, I don't care whose, no one has as much available online as we do. Close to 5,000 hours, over a decade's worth of radio shows. We just completed filling out the archive with all of the audio that we have, and now we are putting together our show logs. And, you know, we're really happy that we were able to do that, you know.
Well, and so you're doing the show logs now.
Yeah, we're doing the show logs now, yeah.
So because that is the one... Here, can I adjust this, please?
Yeah, you put it right there.
Put it right... He put the microphone and lowered it to my breasts. Is that harassment?
No, I didn't. I put it down... No, I did not.
I saw where he put it. He put it at your mouth.
Yes, but he was aiming it... Okay, forget it. I want to say something. Ladies, men are always looking to do something like that. Always keep your eyes open.
Hold on, Margaret. I don't think that was fair at all. My guys are professional, okay?
No, I know they're professional, but men can't help being men. And when Robert was you... Let me see.
Now, all I did is you asked me to adjust your microphone.
Then why did you point the microphone at my left... I'm going to say it. At my left nipple.
You know, Margaret, there comes a time when, I got to call what I see here, all right? And what?
Well, you're all I mean, you're acting a little nervous, aren't you? I mean, you ever talked about a woman's breast before?
I don't want to talk about your breasts right now. I don't even want to talk about your nipple right now. And I want to defend my man here, my guy Robert, for adjusting that microphone. That's all he was doing.
I apologize, Robert. I'm saying something that needs to be said, though. That women need to keep their eyes open.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I wouldn't do anything like that.
No, I apologize.
Well, as well you should.
All right, I apologize. My God.
I think it's very insulting to him. And I think it's very insulting to any man who's just trying to do his job for you to say something like that.
Women need to keep their eyes open. Because there's always a man somewhere looking to get a cheap thrill. You know my husband, Frank. Every time I take a bath... He's looking through the crack in the door. I can't.
Yeah, the one time he was looking on a crack in the door.
Then you remember.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, Margaret. Well, he's not here tonight. And thank you for apologizing.
I do, Robert. I'm very sorry. I should not lump you into the category that a lot of men need to be lumped into.
And you're giving me a look. Okay.
Look at you getting very sensitive.
Well, you gave me a big wide-eyed look like this guy here. You know.
I didn't see that.
I don't see it.
Well, he's paranoid.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. You're right. I'm paranoid. All right, let's get back to Jeff Dowder here on the Phil Hendry Show. Paranoid.
Were you thinking that I was referring to you?
When you said, unlike some men, and then you looked at me and went, ooh, you gave the big bug eyes.
Well, no one can see me on Phil TV, can they?
Yes, they can.
Well, then I'll let them be the judge whether I gave the big bug eye or not. And usually, Phil, and it's very crude, where I grew up, when you said to a lady, give me the big bug eye, let me say something. It was very vulgar, very crude, and it was only said in the privacy of a bedroom.
I never heard that. Neither have I.
Excuse me, but please don't insult my intelligence.
Phil has Phil's Jeff Gatter.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I know what she's referring to. You're talking about a bug eye. I know it is kind of crude, and it would not be used.
I don't know what that means.
Phil, do you remember a song? I'll tell you what it means.
Yeah, are you going to talk about Bachman Turner Overdrive?
Yes, there was a song by Bachman Turner Overdrive. This was back when I was had just married Frank, and I turned down the part in Big Valley.
Wait. You said that you didn't get the part in Big Valley, that Linda Evans got the part.
No, I did not, and thank you very much for misstating history. No, I said, Phil.
Margaret.
I said that Linda Evans was up for the part. I turned it down, and she got it.
I thought, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Please get history right. It's very important. The song was Bachman Turner Overdrive, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. You know, Jeff, the song?
Yeah, I do. And in the song, they do state, she looked at me with the big brown eye. Okay?
She looked at me with those big brown eyes. That was plural.
I know the song.
This is before your guys' time. It was plural.
No, it was not. Jeff, would you give it to him again?
No, Mr. Henry, yeah, it sounds plural, but it wouldn't...
Slow down.
Yeah, okay,
take a breath.
Okay.
You don't want to hyperventilate, though.
Okay. Okay. It was the song was You Ain't Seen It Yet.
You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. I know the song. I played it. Okay?
Well, I'm not talking... What do you mean you played it? You bought it and brought it home?
No, I was a disc jockey. I played the song on the air.
Oh, okay. So the song had a double-edged sword or a double... I guess...
Double entendre,
yeah. When they did the song You Ain't Seen It Yet or Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, because I don't really remember it too good myself, it was Bachman Turner Overdrive. He goes, you looked at me with that big brown eye. Okay? Now, I know what you're saying, Mr. Henry. It sounds like he says, she looked at me with her big brown eyes. And that's what you're supposed to think it sounds like if you're listening to a station that hasn't banned it. In those days, they used to ban, I'm sure you recall, Mr. Henry, that in those days they used to ban songs.
I remember that. Phil, do you remember when they edited out When I Look Back on All That Crap I Learned, the Paul Simon?
Well, yeah, they used to do that, and they edited out... The word they edited out of a few songs was the S word, which I'm saying they edited out. Look, I can't even say it now, you know?
Yeah, but I hear some guys on the air using the S word. It just depends on who you work for. I guess you work for some pretty anal people, huh?
Now, let's not talk about who I work for. Let's stick to the point, and the point is this song. She looked at me with her big brown eyes. What are you talking about?
Phil, did you say that I gave you the bug eye? You said that, didn't you?
I did say that, Margaret. I was thinking that I was using it in the sense that you were looking with wide eyes at me as if to say, this guy here, Mr. Hendry, is a sexist.
No, I was not... thinking of you being a sex... I was looking at you as the exception. Yes, as I said, not all men are like that. And then I looked at you and I widened my eyes. I wasn't thinking of you as sexist so much as I was thinking of you as just degenerate. And I wasn't even thinking that. But to bring this back full circle...
Oh, thank you. As degenerate. Thank you very much.
Oh, for God's sake, grow up. I'm trying to bring this into context. So when you said to me, oh, I gave you the bug eye.
Did you think he was saying that you gave him the brown eye?
No, I thought he was saying bug eye because it's interchangeable, brown eye and bug eye. So I'm thinking, my God, this man is absolutely desperate. And there was a moment there where I even considered, I would never do it, but I even considered, well, am I supposed to lift my dress up?
Well, Margaret, that is absolutely, completely insane, what you're saying.
Yeah, but, I mean, you got to understand, Mr. Henry, what the context is.
Phil, you said that I was looking at you with the bug eye.
That is absolute insanity. I never said that, meaning that. You're the one that has in your mind some interpretation of the word bug eye. All of my life, bug eye meant somebody with their eyes bugged out, not what you're talking about.
And what am I talking about?
I know what you're talking about, and everybody else knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's kind of a term from...
Well, it's a very unfortunate term from my youth when a guy would say, oh, wow, the bug eye, you know, and you were supposed to...
Can we just...
Well, you look like you're going to... My God, he looks like he's going to vomit.
Yeah, you do, miss. Are you all right?
Yeah. What's the matter? All I do is talk about a lady.
Just be quiet, please. Jeff, I apologize. We were supposed to get around to talking about the iPhone.
Well, I mean, I think it's important to clarify a lot of the term, but, you know, again, when you say, she's looking at me with a big brown eye, you are talking about a sexual thing. And so when you said to Ms. Gray that you, or she said that you said a bug eye, and her interpretation is a Eastern Philadelphia, or not Philadelphia. Where are you from, ma'am?
I come from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Okay, and that's what bug eye is. And
okay, we've talked about enough about this. We've talked out what the relative meanings of these terms are far, far longer than we needed to. Can we get to the iPhone, please?
I'm ready to talk about iPhone anytime you want, but I mean, I'm sure Ms. Gray already is going to have questions, right?
Just the use of the word I, because you have to understand, Phil, that why are you looking at me like that?
Well, when is this going to end? When is this going to end? When can I talk to him?
I am trying to save you absolute embarrassment. Do you understand?
Yeah, this is kind of important, Mr. Henry.
What I am trying to say is... that if you say iPhone in the context of how we've been using bug eye, do you understand?
That's supposed to mean something anal as well?
It can. It can. That's all I'm trying to say. And I really, you know, it bothers me that I have been trying to keep the conversation elevated here, and you keep trying to drag it into a sewer. Isn't that interesting? Here I am up on the street, and there you are in your little sewer.
Well, you know, Ms. Gray, can I say something?
No, I want to say something.
Well, what? You're popping your head out of your sewer?
I'm going to throw you off the air here if I keep getting insulted.
Oh, well, yes, sir.
I haven't been able to talk about this iPhone 5 for at least a half an hour because we've been bogged down, all right. Bogged down in what bug eye means.
Now, here he goes. He's starting to laugh now. He can act so indignant, and then he starts to laugh.
We're bogged down in what bug eye means, and now that has to have something to do with iPhone.
Well, it can, Mr. Henry, from a contextual point. If you say, you know, to someone, my iPhone, hey, call me on my iPhone, that's sexual, okay? That's sexual. And you have to admit it, and you have to face up to it, because you can't, you know, we try to do everything we can, but there's nothing we could do, okay?
That's sexual, huh?
Yeah, that is.
That, you talk about on an iPhone, you talk about like...
Yeah, wait a minute. Is that like talking to Ralph on a big white phone? People say, I talk to Ralph on a big white phone.
Yes, when they say I talk to Ralph on the big white phone, that means I vomited.
Right.
So when they say I'm going to talk to you on your iPhone...
Yeah, that also has a context.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all right. I understand it now. So what should you say if you go to iStore?
Wait a minute, man. Are you guys trying to tell me... this is some use of the word iPhone that absolutely has missed like 90%, 99% of the population. I don't think there's anybody that I know, and I don't care how old they are, that talking on the iPhone suddenly means something sexual.
Well, I mean, you know, it depends on who
It depends on who you hang with, you know.
Yeah, I can see that.
It depends on who you hang with.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you want me to talk about an iPhone, I'm very happy to do that. But I would prefer to just call it the Apple smartphone or the Applefin, because that's what people are using it.
That's the like in Telephone. Did you see the film Telephone?
Yeah.
Well, that's what Jeff's saying. He's saying, why don't we just go ahead and call it the Applefin or the Applefin?
Yeah, the Applefin is probably more of a.
Spit it out, man!
Oh, God, look at him.
What's wrong?
Well, the guy's going...
You really need a vacation. You really do.
Yeah, are you all right, Phil?
I'm fine, man. Are you guys listening to the same guy that I'm listening to? There's Jeff going...
No, I'm just saying that Applefin is more of American, that's all.
That's what he was trying to say. I understand.
Well, now we have to take a break, and I still don't know any of the features on the iPhone.
Would you have a little respect...
I still don't know any of the features on...
What are you laughing about?
What's the matter, Miss Harry?
Nothing, nothing. I still don't know any of the features on the Applephone.
Oh, look at him laugh. You don't really know how hard people work at the Apple... at the Apple.
No, I guess I don't. We'll be right back here. I guess you're going to tell me that I disrespected Steve Jobs?
Absolutely you did.
We'll be back to talk about the Applephone in a moment.
Truth
our
bitch.
That's the Phil Henry Show.
Well, I'm wondering if the context of iPhone is always about anal.
It's the Phil Henry Show.
All right, welcome back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. What I was trying to say, I don't know if we ever really did get it said. We're going to the Free Phil Henry podcast is indeed still very much a part of our marvelous offering here. So what is that, man? What is that, bud?
That's it, the ocean.
Oh, okay. That's, I just saw this thing on the screen. There is, but we have been so overloaded with work here of late that we haven't gotten our podcast. We haven't put a new podcast up in a week. So I think we will be rectifying that, if you'll pardon the term. That means correcting Bud, you know.
Well, Bud was giving a look, and it's an unfortunate word.
What, the word rectifying?
Yes. I mean, I don't mind using it, but it's a very unfortunate word because, you know, you do get the, we've just been talking about bug eye, haven't we? So, were I more nitpicky, I suppose, I would make an issue of it, but I won't.
Margaret, believe me when I tell you that when you say bug eye or rectify, I don't think of anything having to do with, you know...
Anal?
Will you shut up, man?
He's simply trying to say what we're talking about.
I don't care. I'm trying to do a dance here, bud.
That's what I thought you were saying.
That is what he's saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm having. Let me just handle this. So anyway, we're rectifying that situation. Also, join us online at Phil Henry Show with a Backstage Pass. The Milwaukee Lions will be, their game is blacked out this week, Robert.
Yeah, the Milwaukee Lions are blacked out because of their contractual obligation in the Milwaukee area, but the Phil Henry Hillbilly Football Game of the Week will be played.
And it's Portland and Tucson.
Yeah, it's going to be Portland and Tucson with Ned Garlean and Larry McKinney.
All right, so there will be the Phil Henry Hillbilly Football Conference Game of the Week. Ned Garlean and Larry McKinney calling the action from Tucson's Persner Tire Stadium as the Tucson Tequila take on the Portland Logs. And that will be late on Monday, right?
Yeah, it'll be a late game on Monday, probably about, I think, like 3 o'clock or something.
3 in the afternoon. Okay, well, it's a West Coast time. All right. So the other thing I want to mention is I'm going to be heading out on Saturday to Washington, D.C. And
You were upset about the ticket you bought.
Yeah, I bought a first-class ticket, and it just, I don't know, man. I look at every expense now. I look at every dime, and I travel first class, not so much because I think that I'm just the greatest guy and I need... I do because I used to be, not anymore, I used to be a really fat guy, so I needed the seat, you know?
Yeah, what's your excuse now?
Exactly, what's your excuse now?
Now my excuse is that if I don't sleep... And I usually don't. If I'm working late and I got to get up early and I don't sleep, I'm going to sleep on the airplane. And I need a big seat to sleep in. Thank you very much, okay?
All right. Well, you know, Phil, you're justifying buying that first class ticket. You don't really need to buy that.
Yeah, you probably don't.
Well, guess what? Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Why?
I just told you because it's easier for me to sleep, okay? I can sleep in those nice chairs. It feels good. That's what I want to do.
But it's bothering you that you spent the money.
It is bothering me. It always bothers me. It always bothers me. I spent the money. The thing that bothers me is that it was a late purchase. I was supposed to go last weekend. Then we didn't because the surgery got put off, and I also had some other stuff that was happening. I had rehearsing this thing that I've been talking about. Now I'm going to go, and now the weekend's open. I can do it. But I only booked the ticket here just, you know, like yesterday. And, of course, you know, you got to suck it up on the price and stuff.
Yeah, but if you didn't buy a first-class ticket...
Yeah, you'd save the money.
Well, I ain't that willing not, you know, I'm telling you right now, I'm not that willing to, you know, in other words, flying first class isn't going to pain me that much, man. So.
Well, then I think, and you know, Frank and I travel first class everywhere, and sometimes, let me, if I could just say this.
Go ahead.
First of all, traveling first class is not the, it really is not the status symbol that it used to be. Frank and I charter, and at one time Frank did own his own aircraft, which we sold. I didn't like him flying it.
Was it a private jet?
It was a private Learjet. Then we, you know, decided to fly commercially.
Hold on, Margaret. We got to take a break.
Oh, God almighty.
Margaret, we have to take the break. We'll be right back. Hour two here of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Vernon Dozier is going to be joining us to talk about education and the Elizabeth Warren-Scott Brown debate. Apparently, it just, the lid blew off this thing, and we'll talk about it coming up. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Scott Brown is just the worst thing.
I think he's good.
Scott Brown is an animal. An animal. An
Phil
animal.
Hendry.